This is Father Tom Herron, the spiritual moderator of the Holy Name Society in the Diocese of Cleveland. Today's Gospel is from John chapter 11. It takes place after Jesus had resuscitated Lazarus from the dead. The Feast of the Passover is approaching, and the people are wondering if Jesus will come to Jerusalem to attend. Meanwhile, the Pharisees and Sanhedrin are plotting to kill Jesus. The religious leaders are prejudiced against Jesus. They are blind to who he is. They are worried about their own standing among the people. Their solution is to kill Jesus. From our perspective, this is one of the greatest mistakes in human history. If they had recognized Jesus as the Messiah and as God, our whole world might be very different today. Sometimes we might be guilty of some of the same feelings towards the people we meet. We might harbor prejudices, even subconsciously, about them. We have our way of viewing life. We have our own set of values. We know that what we like and what we don't like. When people don't meet our standards, we often look down upon them. We gossip with others about their deficiencies. Sometimes we take this a little farther. We want them out of our lives. This can lead to hatred. And just like the religious leaders of Jesus' day, we may wish an evil end for those we hate. This activity is anything but Christian. The best way to attack these attitudes is to take a good look at ourselves. We'll probably see that we are not perfect either. We have some defects too, which can affect others adversely. If we then work on correcting our own misgivings, it helps us accept the defects we see in others. Practicing the virtue of humility, seeing ourselves as God sees us, will help us in this endeavor. It will protect us from making the same mistake that was done by the religious leaders in Jesus' time. Let us now pray. Jesus, you are unjustly viewed by the religious leaders of your day because of their prejudices. Please help us to recognize our own prejudices and to correct them. Amen.